ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get her.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio
has never been better.
In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Great, and you, man?
Great, man. So, we are going to the topic is the trilogy.
The trilogy.
But you asking, why the trilogy?
Why the trilogy?
So, we're going to talk about our best trilogy.
Yeah.
In the boxing area,
of course,
and in the UFC area, what was the best trilogy and what was the worst trilogy?
Yeah. And we gotta give you a bit of the results of the FIFA World Cup.
Ooh, you know what I'm saying?
It's been a while.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah,
It's been 4 years only. No,
but now it's happening November to December, if I'm not mistaken, from the 20th of November. The FIFA World Cup is happening.
Yeah, but I noticed majority of the players started going home, but they will come back again.
Ooh.
To go do like the nationalities teams when they were training. Oh, I saw Nunes from Liverpool, and I forgot what his name, the number 4 Barcelona defender, and Valverde. So they like Uruguay sorted.
Oh, Uruguay
striker, midfielder, and defender.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun.
Yeah, it is going to be fun.
World Cup.
It is going to be fun. So so we're going to speak about the trilogy, and we're going to speak about the FIFA World Cup that's coming up in November, December. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. We're all looking forward. South Africa is not in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, South Africa is not in. Yeah.
You got to choose a team.
Yeah, you got to choose a country that you want to support. So when we come back, we're going to speak about the trilogy, and we're going to speak about the FIFA World Cup. Radio has never been better.
Yeah.
Active FM Radio never been better. This is Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. So. Before we chat about the trilogy, so I heard there was some suing going on in the the UEFA Champions League?
Yeah, the previous UEFA Champions League. Basically, what happened was, I don't know if you remember, the final it was Liverpool versus Real Madrid.
Okay,
yeah, it was a terrible final. Well, okay. I feel like the final was more terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
because it was a 1-0. It was a bit dry.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, majority of the Liverpool fans, apparently 1.7 to 2,000 of them filed complaints against the securities and the environment. What happened was majority of the people had paid, but they didn't get the opportunity to watch the game.
Yeah.
And it's why you saw people like trying to push in their way, running.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people being tear gassed, sprayed. So it's a problem, you know, if people have paid for that.
Yeah.
So I know the UEFA Champions League lawyer is being sued to say, hey, but if you really look at it, people paid. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's supposed to make sure
whatever
he needs to find extra seats. How do you make an extra 2,000 people pay and then they don't get to watch the match? Apparently it's more. It's just the amount of people they chose to file complaints.
Mm-mm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know how far that.
Yeah, but look, it is a bit unfair because those people paid.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
The
manager is to be blamed because he's supposed to know, okay, now I'm supposed to stop with the tickets or there's enough Liverpool fans that have paid.
Yeah.
Let's cut it here. No, you still get people to pay.
Yeah.
And then they don't go in to watch. I'd say, that's kind of a crime. You know?
And that's
a lot of people. At least if it was like your 20, 30, it's a different situation.
But now
you have over 1,000. Let's just take it there. Who have paid.
1,000.
And they haven't been able to get into the stadium.
Yeah. So anyway, let's chat about the trilogy a little bit. Let's start with the boxing. So, obviously, the first thing, let's start a bit with the heavyweights and we're going to bring it down to the lightweights. So, heavyweights, the trilogy.
The trilogy. Right?
The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, and the Bronze Bomber, Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
They had a trilogy. We all saw it.
We all saw it.
We all saw that they had the trilogy because I felt like, you know, they had to get personal in that fight. If I'm not mistaken, they had to get personal.
Yeah,
I mean, we saw in the press conference, I don't know if there was a first one, second one, or third one, where Deontay Wilder said, I put food on your table. Like,
yeah,
hey!
Yeah, no, those were intense press conference. I think, they both wanted to kill each other from what I've seen.
Yeah.
And they both, if you really look at him, they both believed. He believed I could beat you. He believed I could beat you.
You know what I'm saying?
As for the second and the third fight.
Yeah, the Gypsy King dominated.
Yeah.
But you see, the first one was a draw. Let's just...
Definitely. Let's just, I agree on that one.
Yeah, it was a draw. I'm like, okay, it was a good fight. But for the first time ever, the Gypsy King got knocked out.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's crazy.
And in the third fight, he got knocked out.
He got knocked out.
But here's the difference, right?
Okay.
A lot of people get knocked out, like in the UFC, like KO, good night. But the Gypsy King is someone who's been knocked out, let's be honest. He was knocked out. But the difference is he always stands up.
Yeah, he always
stands up.
We were
goes
all
back.
Shocked. Like,
I mean,
wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most people who get knocked out by Deontay Wilder, they sleep for good.
Yeah, you get what I'm... Now, you see, I was talking to some other guy, right? He was saying that, you know, when Anthony Joshua has to fight Deontay Wilder, they say Deontay Wilder would take it. Why? Because Anthony Joshua, for me, he's not fighting the same way. Don't you think? Because... Nah. And a lot of people, they say he beat Vladimir Klitschko for the titles because Vladimir Klitschko was out his prime already.
Oh.
So he had an advantage there. So age difference was very, very huge. I think when he won the title, if I'm not mistaken, he was 27 years old when he won those titles.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying? So, and Vladimir Klitschko was going to his 40s. Already there you see, oh.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Okay, it's like putting... Tank with Mayweather. You already know that. Ah, come on, my guy. This guy's still hungry. You get what I'm saying? So, I understand that point of view. But look, Joshua won. He won. But the fact that he lost against... Was it Andy Ruiz that he lost the
Andy
first
time? Andy Ruiz, definitely.
Andy Ruiz. I mean, we were all shocked at that time. You'll be like, wait, what? What's going on here? What just happened? Because he has never lost since the Olympics, bro. He has never lost since the Olympics. And guess what happened? Andy Ruiz came. He was supposed to find another... if I'm not mistaken, he was supposed to fight another person, but the person just pulled out.
Yes. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, yes. And then Andy Ruiz came and says, no,
Andy Ruiz was basically a replacement. I don't know
He was a replacement.
But he was a replacement and he came and he became a champion. Basically, even if he's no longer a champion, think about the fact that Andy Ruiz was once a champion.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because of Anthony Joshua and now... But someone like Usyk probably would have seen that match and would have taken big advantage to that.
Okay, 100.
Like, hey... Yeah. If this guy can do it, I can also do it. You know what I'm saying? That's why he said he studied Anthony Joshua for a long time. You know, he's been watching him, his fighting style, the way he does things. So if someone's been... That's like spying, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But this person's watching your every move, your fighting style.
Yeah.
Why you react like this in fight? They know you. It's like they know you whenever they come in. Even though you have a different technique for that fight specifically.
Yeah.
But the person knows you.
Yeah.
That you might switch to this or to this. So for me, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? You have someone training in the background, beating his division, his welterweight division, and then goes up, beats a champion. And that's crazy.
I think you were angry at Anthony Joshua. Why? Because you let a guy from a middleweight, if I'm not mistaken.
Middleweight.
He came from middleweight.
Yeah, I still said
up
welter.
Up into... Heavyweight.
That's
not light
crazy.
Heavyweight. And he still beat a heavyweight. You'd be like, wait, what's going? You stand, don't, didn't you stand back and say, but Joshua?
That was crazy for me all life.
I'm like, did you actually stand back and say, Joshua, wait, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Okay, you lost the first time, but you like, Andy Ruiz is understandable.
Yeah,
but definitely. You beat the guy that came an upper division now. Now, that's crazy,
that's
bro.
That's crazy big time.
But he got beaten from the same person, not once, but twice.
Twice.
What does this say about Anthony right now? Where does he stand? But there's a
even,
magical... Yeah.
Even in the second fight now, Ruiz was different. Andy Ruiz was different, you know, because... He lost a bit of weight. He trained for the fight. And even the way Anthony Joshua couldn't knock him out.
Yeah.
For me, that was, yes, he won, which was clean punches, you know.
Yes.
But for the fact that you couldn't even knock him out, bro, this guy is not in your division. That's why you're supposed to make a statement and say, hey, it was a mistake. I'm fixing this.
Yeah, but
it, you fixed it, but it was... I mean,
yeah.
Usyk would be, I'd be pushed if I'm Usyk to say, you still failed to win it in style.
Okay.
So,
now, are you saying Usyk could have done, okay, you'll be really shocked that you say Usyk knocked out Anthony Joshua, okay, period. Just like Andy
that
Ruiz.
Would be shocking though.
Yeah, that's what Andy Ruiz did. He knocked out Anthony Joshua. And I think he's the only one who knocked out Anthony Joshua, because these two fights against Usyk, they won by unanimous decision.
Unanimous decision, yep.
So that means you, Mr. Carver, you expected a lot from Usyk, because you're saying like, okay, the first fight you won, nice, but this one, if you got to win this one, you got to win this in style now.
Yeah.
You got to win this in style.
Yeah, look, I don't really expect much from like your Reyes.
Yeah.
And Usyk.
Usyk, yeah.
Because they came from the bottom, bro.
100%.
It's not like their plans been maybe in the future fighting in the heavyweight.
Yeah.
But it was an opportunity for both the fighters. If you really look at it, it was, oh, here's a fight. Mm. Oh, here's a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to keep the people and meantime, your fighters are mentally prepared to beat the champ and take the belt.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
it's been crazy,
but man. But you see, the other trilogy I want to focus on is Conor McGregor. Dustin the Diamond Poirier.
Conor McGregor, I don't know if he's the same, but one thing I'll tell you, he's getting ready. He's been ready for a while.
He gained weight, bro.
He looks in shape, definitely. A lot of weight.
He gained weight.
So we don't know how much that's going to affect his fighting style.
Because
he's a guy who kicks high, who moves too much. Now,
that
being a heavyweight.
Yeah, let's not forget.
I mean, you put on more mass. It's not, you're no longer that fast. I might be wrong.
But yeah, the way you're seeing things right now.
And
but
Jones. We've been waiting for John Jones as well.
But look, John Jones.
Man. Yeah.
John Jones, we've been saying he's coming back for the past 2 years now.
Yeah. Look, hopefully now it is what it is. Because before end of this year, hopefully we are going to see him.
Because two big fights are happening.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury. Stipe Miocic versus John Jones.
This is John Jones.
But now...
And Stipe, I feel like Stipe is going to win this one, man.
Why do you say that, though?
Because I don't know John Jones.
Oh! Oh, yeah, so are you saying ever since he relinquished his title, you think he's not going to be the same guy?
He might be like Ngannou towards Stipe, you know what I'm saying? He might overpower Stipe.
Yes.
Body-wise, because looking at... I saw his videos, my word, he looks massive. He's almost Ngannou's size, but obviously...
Are you serious?
No, I'm not talking mass-wise.
Mass-wise, yeah.
Like, body.
Body-wise, yes.
So he's a bit taller, and you can tell he's bigger than Stipe, that for sure. Those might be his advantages, because we know... We knew Jones from the previous videos that when it comes to takedowns, groundwork, he's freaking good. So he might overpower Stipe in that area.
But here's the interesting thing, right? Did you know he came from light heavyweight to heavyweight?
Yeah.
Now he's
going
straight
crazy.
Into heavyweight now.
That's crazy.
Because he relinquished his title in light heavyweight.
And Alexander Pereira. Sorry, guys. I feel UFC. We've been giving Alexander Pereira less credit than what he deserves.
Oh, is it?
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I was really watching the guy over the weekend, like on YouTube. I was watching his kickboxing fights. My word. Alexander Pereira is a beast.
Yeah.
He's a freaking good fighter.
Yeah.
Brazilian. He's...
Yeah.
He has this stigma. Whenever he punches people, man, he switches off the lights or he hurts you badly. That's it. It's either you get hurt or you're off. Knockout. Yeah.
But...
So... Kickboxing, he has a freaking fantastic career.
Is it?
Same thing, he relinquished to come to UFC because he's been preparing for UFC.
Oh, yeah?
And already his few fights that he's had in the UFC,
yeah,
he's been putting his opponents out. You
know
100%.
Saying?
So,
yeah.
Israel Adesanya, I feel sorry for him now, man.
What?
Israel Adesanya against
I really
Alexander.
Doubting him right now.
I am.
You're doubting him?
Trust me.
What?
With no doubts. Obviously, at first, I know. I remember there's been shows where I've been saying,
Israel Adesanya.
Nah. Even the way, obviously, the way he won, even with Israel Adesanya, it was, man, they were beating. He wasn't dominating Israel Adesanya at all in the kickboxing.
Yeah.
But when he caught Israel Adesanya with his hands, he knocked him out. Let's look. Israel Adesanya has been punching this guy on the face. He shaked him a bit. But the guy wasn't knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But when he caught Israel Adesanya,
Israel just went down.
It was lights out.
I'm like,
So I think that's one of the reasons to respect the guy and say, hey,
do you know
he might bring a different fighting style to the table?
I think they should have a trilogy. For me, they should have a trilogy.
But at who?
Israel Adesanya and Alex Pereira.
Well, it's all going to depend on the first fight.
Ah!
If it ends in the first or second, but now,
but
for someone like Kamaru Usman, it's not the same, you know what I'm saying? Looking at how he went out, he was dominating, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It wasn't a thing of he won by
knockout.
Edwards won by luck. No, it's...
Yeah.
We saw the domination. It was just of how. How did that happen? How did he win? When he was getting whooped like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's those type of fights you give a trilogy where the opponent who's being beaten suffers and then still wins, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think in this one in particular, Israel Adesanya better freaking pull up his socks. Because Alex Pereira is looking for a knockout, bro, from what we hear.
Are you saying there's
everyone that he has
there's
to
There's a
knock.
70% chance that Israel Adesanya might lose his bout. Is that what you're saying? Not even 70, though.
Okay, I think 70 is fine. 75.
Let's stick to 70.
Yeah,
75.
75, 70, yeah.
Because Alex Pereira... He had knocked out Israel Adesanya before.
The guy, bro. That
That's
guy,
what makes the fight
The guy is crazy. When he kicks people, they quit. You know what I'm saying? He kicks them so bad. Like,
Even
Joe Rogan was asking, what's this guy's body made out of? I mean, it's not like he doesn't get hit.
Yeah.
He gets hit.
Mm.
But when he delivers, people get hurt.
Yeah, people get hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So it's someone to definitely look forward to. And the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
Yes, that's also happening. So
yeah, it's
keep
it's
an
happening.
Eye on that.
Yeah, keep an eye on that as well. Obviously, there's fights coming. Obviously, with the Israel Adesanya and Alex Pereira. I'm looking forward to the fight, no lie. But, my gosh, Israel Adesanya, you're right. He needs to pull up his socks. I don't know if you noticed, when was the last time you saw him fight? He always fights after 5 months, 6 months. Wait, what's going on? What is he doing at that period of time?
Another fight that would have interested me, right?
Okay. Yeah.
What's his name? Alex Pereira.
Alex Pereira, yeah.
Versus, I'm going to smash everybody. What's his name?
Kamazat.
That fight. I was thinking about it in my head. I'm like, Alex Pereira.
And Kamazat.
This is Kamazat. I mean, Alex Pereira made Kevin Holland look like nothing, bro.
Okay.
The guy knocked out Kevin Holland. Well, he didn't knock him out.
Takedown.
He beat him in the first round.
Yeah, it was on a takedown.
It was, as soon as it starts, Kevin Holland didn't even touch him. You know what I'm saying? They tap. It was a tap up.
Yeah.
So for me, that was like,
okay, Kamazat. Yeah, you know? Kamazat is hungry. Mm. Let me just put it that way.
So I'd like to see Alex Pereira versus Kamazat. Tell us what you think.
Woo!
Alex Pereira
versus Khamzat. Now that's going to be an interesting fight right there. That's going to be like a fight for the century. But you know, the McGregor and Pereira, I think for me that was the one. For me, that was one of the best trilogies. Even though McGregor lost the third one by when he twisted his ankle. Now, bro, I'm telling you right now, bro. If I don't know what's next for Pereira or McGregor, but McGregor, I think, is moving to a higher position.
Probably, yeah.
In a higher division right now. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. Guys, it's been good. It's been real. For myself and Calvin, we got to say
peace out and God bless.
This is a Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
Turn up the volume. The volume.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's active. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.